Welcome back to Through the Valley, a podcast where we explore mental health from a Christian worldview. We're in our last third of the episode, Depression and Athletes, talking about the roles that we all have in helping this problem and creating solutions. So hoping you look forward to this episode, and let's get right into it. So important to keep in mind, especially when we're talking about this subject with athletes. Identity for the Christian life is central. And we have to remind ourselves of that every day. And I think that's the importance. I mean, if you're an athlete, getting within a good church community with the little time you do have, you know, and having good, solid accountability partners, because it can be isolating, especially on a team. Maybe you don't have any other Christians to surround yourself with. So finding that, it's vital, especially in that environment, because it could be lonely and isolating as an athlete. Yeah,
for sure. Like, I had an athlete this past fall, like, struggled with injuries, you know, concussions and some other injuries, like, throughout the season, and was a starter for the team, but then lost their spot to someone lower on the food chain because they started playing well with all the time this other person was out. And like, I could see it in them. Like, they had lost their identity.
Right.
Like, they had lost their identity. Their identity had become rooted in this fact of, like, I am the starter of this team that just won a championship.
Right. People rely on me, you know, even my scholarship. Yeah. I mean, kind of what we talked about earlier. Yeah,
and It was super quick too, the way that, like, eventually, like, I just saw how the sort of, like, signs progressed. Mm-hmm. Like, started missing practices, missing team meetings, finding excuses to dissociate from the team. It genuinely made my heart hurt for them, because I was seeing this in one of the athletes that was, you know, among my population I was supposed to be caring for.
Yeah. And I mean, God's put you there. You had a unique perspective on that because you got to see the day in and day out. It happened subtly, probably. I mean, you know, she probably was having those thoughts, but in her mind didn't know how to, you know, didn't have anybody to talk to, or, you know.
Yeah.
What are you going to tell the coach? Yeah. Like, man, I'm really struggling with not having playing time. Well, you're injured, you know. It can be a sticky situation to be in. As we go towards the end of the podcast, like, talking through your role as an athletic trainer, and then maybe let's think of me as just the average spectator of American sports, as a NARP, as they call it, on the college campus, non-athletic something, I don't know.
Non-athletic role player or what, something like that.
Yeah. So, one, how can the general population, like me, be more aware and help in this kind of endemic that's going on? But then two, like, what do you see your role on the healthcare side, athletic trainer side, for how to help and be more aware? Get your thoughts.
Okay. So I'm going to address them one at a time. So the first thing I think, and this is going to sound super simple and super complicated at the same time, spectators and fans just need to be willing to listen. Kind of what we were talking about earlier, like, we see an athlete, like, mess something up on the court, and like, as fans, we're like, how could you do that? Yep. They suck. And like, they hold it over them for so long.
Yep. It's like your life kind of gets ruined. You know, even as a spectator, growing up watching Carolina basketball, when they would mess up, I mean, my day would get frustrated, you know, like, it, I'm putting so much weight on human beings too.
Yeah. Whether or not this baseball player hits a home run or not has absolutely no bearing on my life through the TV. But yet I'm part of the group. Like, as I'm speaking as a fan, not as a athletic trainer, but like, if I'm a fan, then I'm part of the group that's applying that social pressure to them. Telling them, like, you're not allowed to make mistakes. You're not allowed to be sad, or like, to kind of like express troubles in hard times. You know, and so, like, I think this is something where fans as a community can do a better job of just simply staying quiet and being willing to listen and being willing to try encouraging and being loving as opposed to jumping down throats.
Yeah, absolutely. And I, you see this like on discussion boards. I mean,
oh yeah,
ripping up athletes on discussion boards. I think it just shows a lot about who we are. I mean, we make idols out of anything and anyone, you know. But as a spectator, just being aware of that helps me know, like, nah, that person's a human too. Like, it must feel bad to miss five shots in a row when you're supposed to make them, you know. But then on the other side, like, I don't know these athletes, like these professionals, but there are some athletes in my life I do know. So how do I implement that practically? I mean, have relationships with them, you know, outside of their athletic persona, really. Like, they're people. And, like, I see them on the college campus. Like, they have needs just like anybody else, spiritual needs. So I think that's a good little advice there. So what about on the healthcare side and maybe even on the athletic side, like even athletes, what do they need to do?
So I was going to kind of talk about sort of like how, like my role and how, like I try to view it. When I have athletes that I work with, like have injuries or stuff or whatever, when I have an athlete on a table in front of me or come up to me, ask me about something I've tried to do a better job at, like clinically, is to first ask, how are they doing as a person? Mm-hmm. And recognizing that this is not just an athlete or a quote or a patient come to see me, but this is an actual person mm-hmm. who has actual life stuff going on mm-hmm. that is interrelated to the rest of their health.
Yeah.
And there's something, and if they're coming to me, that means there's something going on with their physical health that's impacting somewhere else along that health, like along that spiritual and emotional health as well, that's making enough impact as a whole to want them to come in. Something I've been working on is I tend to have trouble not talking sometimes. It's like shut myself up and just being like, how are you doing? And like just sitting there and being willing to take the time to not try to multitask 100 different things, but just sit there like, how are you? How was class this morning? How's your dog doing?
Yeah.
You know, like just simple stuff like that, like help them build trust
right.
to show that like I care. I truly care about them. I'm not just there to do a job or to care simply about their knee. Like I care about who they are as a person, not just their body.
Right. I think as Christians, I mean, this goes all across the field. Like even for like a doctor or someone, like caring for your patients shows Christ's love to them. Because I mean, everybody knows what it feels like to go into a crappy doctor's office and in and out. Like they don't even care. They just want to get you meds and get out, you know?
Yeah.
It feels so impersonal. And I mean, I don't even like that. Like, sure, I want to get better, but I want the person to care about me too. And I think we as Christians in any field have a special obligation as ambassadors for Christ. That's why I'm so encouraged by like your perspective and even using your jobs for God's glory, you know, caring for them as a student, caring for their life outside of it. That makes a huge impact. I've heard one student at Wingate's campus told me that on the field and in like the locker room stuff, their coach is like super friendly and loves hanging out with them. But then outside, if they see him on campus or something, like won't even acknowledge them. And I'm like, that just puts a weird dilemma and mistrust almost in your athlete. Mm-hmm. So I mean, they're not just there to play. They have relational needs too as well.
Yeah.
What about for athletes? Like what do athletes need to do to really be more aware and even be proactive in this?
I think so. Kind of what's going through my mind now is the example that Paul uses in Philippians 2 of how Paul goes through the example of Jesus Christ, of how he is the perfect model of love and humility and servant leadership mm-hmm. to others. And I think when it comes to being part of a team, being able to step up as a leader like that, mm-hmm. of wanting to imitate Christ and to love others and to care for others more than you care for your own. Mm-hmm. perceptions, I think that is a key part in helping either destigmatize, for lack of better terms, or to make a locker room more friendly. For example, like everybody's going to follow what the leaders are going to do of the locker room. And if you have leaders that are there showing that they care about everybody else, everybody's naturally going to start caring for everybody else. Right. And it's going to become a safe environment. And the new person who just walked in or just got traded to the team or just signed on to the team or the freshman that's just walking in for the first time, like if they see that the people above them care for them,
yeah,
they're going to be more willing to open up about the things that they're struggling with. And they're going to be less likely to push that down and try to find ways to hide it and find ways to channel it, which will undoubtedly end in some sort of unhealthy way and unfavorable outcome.
Yeah, I think that's good. I mean, so if you're a Christian athlete, I mean, you have a God-given role on your team, like to create that space. And maybe you're the underdog right now. You're not a leader per se, or at least you feel on a team. Still, I mean, that humility that Matt's talking about with showing Christ's character, I mean, God will honor that, you know, over time, and will draw people to you that you're not out there primarily to show off your skills, but to just do what God has put you to do in that season. I think like that's key for creating a hospitable environment for some of these athletes. So as a Christian athlete, God's put you where you are, and you should be encouraged by that. But at the same time, we know that you are in a lonely environment and you may not be on a team that provides that environment. So that's where the church really needs to step in and be there for athletes as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, any last like kind of concluding thoughts? I mean, I thought this has been awesome, man. I'm pretty sure our listeners will really enjoy hearing this, but any last thoughts that come to your mind or last things to say?
I guess the last thing I have on my notes is, you know, part of our role in helping others deal with mental health and like other problems is to simply pray. I don't think you can start truly caring for other people until you start like praying for them on a consistent basis, because just having that start of like prayer be that moment and that consistent part is going to lead to being consistent with how you care for others in the rest of your day. You know, and like if we truly care about somebody, why would we not go to all-knowing, all-powerful God who has the power to affect the change?
Yeah. Both for other people and for ourselves in the deepest, darkest moments for ourselves.
Yeah.
That's good. And I love that verse in Matthew 9 where Jesus looks at the crowds and it says he has compassion for them because they're like sheep without a shepherd. And then his solution is that we pray for laborers to go.
Yeah.
And I think just practically day to day, whether you're, you know, an athletic trainer, an athlete, or just you're working a 9-to-5 job in an office, like God's put you where you are to be that light, empowered by his spirit with the good news of the gospel. Because the gospel affects every area of life. It should. It should affect even to how we work and how we play on the field. So, prayer though is key in that process. Well, Matt, I really thank you for your time. I'm encouraged by you, man. Just see God grow you personally as in your career. I'm really encouraged by what God's going to do through you. And I hope that other athletic trainers and even Christians, even in the healthcare profession, will take your example and your insight and God given wisdom and, you know, be ambassadors for Christ in that setting. So dude, I really thank you for your time.
Thanks for inviting me on, Cole. I've enjoyed getting to talk about how God has worked in my life and guided sort of like different points in my life to give me a desire to care for others.
Absolutely, so, man. Well, thank you so much. And thanks for tuning in, all those who listen. I really liked that threefold division that Matt talked about how we as the general population, as fans, can actually treat athletes like humans and actually be respectful and encouraging as we're watching sports and not to make idols out of sports. But then second, as healthcare professionals like Matt, treating your patients, your athletes like people, asking them how their day is, how it's going. And if you're an athletic director on the college campus, to treat your athletes with respect and not be double-faced. But then thirdly, as athletes, to be that example on your team, to show Christ-like humility and not to put an idol in your sport or performance. Such good wisdom there. Hope you enjoyed it.